Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Well, good evening, Mr. Tim Dennis. How are you this evening, sir?
My bunions, my arthritis, my allergies, and my Vikings. What do I say?
Oh, the Vikings. That was a paranormal experience in itself, having to watch that drivel.
The worst ball game I've seen in all my life.
Or at least since last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you are tuned in to another edition of Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We want to thank all of you for tuning in this evening. And if this is your first time, well, thank you very much for joining us. You can join us also in live chat during the show by going to darknessradio.com, click on the Listen tab, and there is a button there to join live chat. If you have trouble getting into the chat, simply go to Java and update your Java browser. Right, Tim? It's the Java that's usually keeping people out of there?
Yeah.
Okay, so just update Java. It's free, it's simple, and it's less fattening. Mm-hmm. So you can do that, sign up, and then you'll be able to interact with us. You can ask questions of our guests. You can interact with Tim and I during the show. More so, Tim, I focus on the guests here, so please don't be mad if I don't pay attention to your questions. Tim will take them.
Yeah, they get irate.
So ask any questions. You can PM Tim right in there, or you can email your questions to tim@darknessradio.com. Again, that's tim@darknessradio.com for any questions that you might have for our guests this evening. And our first guest is Scotty Roberts this evening. We're going to be talking about Tarot with him, and then we're going to have Patrick Burns from Haunting Evidence for the second hour. Here's a quick couple of announcements. Next weekend, we are having Marianne Winkowski, the real-life ghost whisperer, is back for her third visit with us. We are actually pre-recording the show tomorrow because that's all that Marianne's schedule will allow. So this is cool for all of you that are interested in talking to the real ghost whisperer. Tomorrow, we are going to be doing this. We're going to need you to contact Dave at darknessradio.com. Now, only if you have what you believe to be a haunted residence, business, or apartment building, whatever, wherever you live or where you're working, you have to be at that location in order to be a part of it. Plus, you have to be available tomorrow between around 1 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time till 2:30 tomorrow Central Time in order to be a part of the show. And Marianne will come on and actually do a reading for you and tell you if you have a ghost and why you have a ghost and what it's attached to and who it's attached to. So if you want to be a part of that show, you got to email me, dave@darknessradio.com. Get all the information over to me, your name, your phone number, and the fact that you will be available at 1 to 2:30 Central Time tomorrow. We'll give you a call and have you be a part of the show. We're going to just draw names at random. I will not be telling you for sure who's going to be a part of it because we just got to kind of go through the list, make sure we're all ready. So if you want to be a part of that, please check it out. Make sure that you get the email into me tonight or by tomorrow at noon when I can check my email to set it up. Now, a couple of quick announcements. We've got to mention here real quickly, Timmy, we've got a busy, busy schedule coming up here.
We do?
We do. There's a lot of stuff, cool stuff going on. Like next weekend is the 6th annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention in Louisville, Kentucky, with Keith Age, who was our guest a week or so back. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be huge. I guess he said that they have anywhere between 900 to 1,100 people will come through this event. You get to hear some fantastic speakers. You get to be a part of paranormal investigations. So come on out. And he's got Rosemary Ellen Guiley. He's got John Zaffis. He's got author Troy Taylor. I'm going to be out there. Keith Age from, of course, Spooked, and the new Children of the Grave, which is going to be a special on the Sci-Fi Channel. He's going to be out there. Just a lot of fun times, a lot of good opportunity to hang out with the celebrities, and it's a great price. If you pre-register, it's only $50 for the entire weekend, and that includes the opening night party. You can get all that information at LouisvilleGHS.com. Again, that's LouisvilleGHS.com. And I would like to thank the guys. We just had Zach on our show a couple weeks ago, and he is from Ghost Adventures on the Sci-Fi Channel, which are going to be rerunning now around Halloween on the Sci-Fi Channel, so you guys got to watch it if you have not seen it. It's an amazing little documentary. It took these guys 3 years to put together of paranormal investigations, and they got some of the most frightening paranormal evidence I've ever seen on film. It's just amazing. So definitely you want to check that out. But they have a great event coming up in Virginia City, Nevada. It's a live ghost hunt hosted by the Ghost Adventures crew, as seen on the Sci-Fi Channel. You're going to have Zach and Nick and Aaron from the show Ghost Adventures, paranormal research author Janice Oberding. You've got EVP specialists Mark and Debbie Constantino, and they're thinking out of the box. They've come up with some really amazing ways to get EVPs and really give you some meat to what you're doing. And then, of course, I'll be out there helping to host the event and leading one of the ghost hunts. So please come out and join us there. You can click on the links that we have up at our website, or you can go to myspace.com/ghost adventures to get all the information. Tickets are very limited to this. It's going to be a very small venue that way. There are 8 locations to investigate. 2 nights, we're going to be having a great time out at that, and I really appreciate you guys checking that out. And then, of course, we got to make mention, too, of our friend Patrick Burns, who will be on in the next hour. He is doing ghost stock in Savannah, Georgia. And if you have not been out to one of Patrick's ghost stocks, you got to check that out. It's ghoststock.com, GHOSTOCK.com. And come out and have a fun time with us. Now, we're going to get going into the show. Tim's going to release a phone number here in a little bit for you. Scotty Roberts is our first guest, and Scotty's a writer, he's a photographer, he's an artist, he's a tarot reader located here in the Twin Cities area, and we're going to talk to Scotty a little bit about tarot. He's going to do a couple live readings on air, so think of a question you'd like to know. Now, Scotty, let me ask you, too, when we're going to do the readings, I'm not real familiar with tarot. That's why I wanted to have you on here. I know you're thinking paranormal host. I should know what I'm, about this, but I don't. So I want to learn more along with our listeners. Now, I know mediums and psychics can contact the dead. Do dead relatives communicate through this, or is this more of a?
I have never seen a dead relative communicate through the tarot. Although I am sure that there are some mediums and psychics and sensitives out there that could use the tarot as a tool for that. I have never used it for any purpose of that kind, so I have no firsthand experience with it. However, I've seen some tarot readers who will use the tarot in ghost hunting in houses. They'll mm-hmm. use it in contacting some of the spirits that are there. So my understanding is that it can be used to some extent for some kind of contact, but I've never seen it as a medium to be used for. Hey, Scotty, will you connect with my dead uncle? I've never seen it, and I've never used it that way.
Okay, good. So when people are calling in tonight to get some tarot readings from you that shouldn't be, can you tell me if Grandpa Joe is happy in heaven or burning in hell?
I can't do that.
Okay.
Joe's burning in hell?
Well, you know, he could be.
Well.
So so they can, what, direct questions to you about their past, their present, their future? Am I going to get a job?
Yes.
Am I going to meet the woman I'm going to marry? Am I going to meet the woman you're going to marry? That kind of question?
The best way I've found to address the tarot with a question, you're not mm-hmm. really asking the tarot. You're asking God, your spirit guides, your angels, a goddess. It's that higher power that you believe in. They guide the cards. There's I believe, a synchronicity that exists between what's going on inside of you and what's going on universally.
Mm-hmm.
And so the questions that you pose ought not be questions that are like, what date will I die? Or am I going to marry that hot chick that's my son's first grade teacher? You don't want to ask those kinds of questions. You really want to ask questions that lend insight to something. The way I will formulate a question when I ask or when I do face-to-face readings is formulate in your mind something that you need to know or have some insight about. Ask your spirit guides to guide you. Tell them to give you something that you can go on. In other words, it's kind of like saying, rather than, am I going to get that job at JCPenney's, it's tell me something about my career. Tell me something about my finances. Tell me something. Give me insight. And that's where I've seen the cards work the best.
All right, excellent.
Answering, mostly because answering a direct question with the tarot is really tough to do, because the tarot itself is 78 individual cards that are very general, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. But it's when you lay them all out together in a flow that they create a picture of what's going on. I like to call it a snapshot of the moment. Because the tarot reading could say one thing today, and depending on what you do over the next day or two, you might get a totally different read on the same topic, depending on what you do with the information that you get. So the tarot is general in its individual cards, but they create a picture as they go on. So it's okay. It's asking a specific question about what's going to happen in your life with this specific thing. You're not going to get a really clear-cut answer.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, because you touched on this earlier about psychics and mediums using this as a tool, almost like a – are you referring like a Ouija board or a
yes.
divination tool? If you're not psychic or medium, how are the cards working? Now, you mentioned spirit guides. Do you believe that God or your higher being is working through you to pass these messages on to the people that are requesting these answers?
I do. I don't believe that I have – psychic ability in the same sense that some other person that you might have on your show, their career, if you will, is built around their psychic ability. I don't have that kind of ability as far as I know. I've never tapped into it and dug to see if I can psychically dredge up information. And I sometimes, even with myself, have a hard time understanding, is this some kind of intuition that I have as I'm seeing something in the cards when I'm talking with someone, or is this the fact that I know people, that I have a great knowledge about dealing with people and how people operate?
Well, that was going to be my question, because I've gotten to know you over the last 2 years as a friend, mm-hmm. and I know that you're very insightful, you're a very passionate person, you're very intelligent with the way that you work with people. How do you know, and how do you differentiate between the fact that you're getting help from a spirit guide and you're just looking at a person who has an obvious need of help and giving them mm-hmm. solid advice in the disguise of the paranormal?
I've got a highly subjective answer for you on
okay.
that. Sometimes the way that I know that it's not just me knowing the person is some of the answers I've gotten in cards. Here's a for instance. Mm-hmm. There was I generally, when I have a reading, I don't like to know the person's question ahead of time. If I know what their question is ahead of time, it will, for me, taint what I see in the cards. If somebody asks a specific question, tell me about my relationship, I might look at every card and not read it at its face value, or not read it for a deeper meaning, but I might read it at its face value and say, every card here must be interpreted toward this relationship mm-hmm. question. I've tried to steer away from that, even if I know something about the topic or know something about the person I'm reading. I try to just blank myself out what I know about them or what I think they might be asking the question about, and read the cards for what they say. So I had a young woman that came in to me once, and we did a reading, and I had never met her before. Mm-hmm. She was in her early 20s, and she started to want to talk about her situation, and I stopped her, and I said, no offense. I said, don't tell me anything about yourself right mm-hmm. now or your situation. Let me just read the card. You concentrate on what you want to know. And I gave her a little bit of guidance like we did at the beginning here. We were talking about how to ask a question. Mm-hmm. I said, ask for some guidance here. And if you don't know specifically what to ask, ask God, ask your spirit guides, ask who you look to. Just ask for guidance. Say, show me what you got, in other words. And as I laid out the cards, I remember the specific – I don't remember all the specific cards, but I remember the specific messages coming through in the cards were – she was having trouble with somebody in her family that was a matriarchal figure. She was having legal problems with something. She was having a card that showed substance abuse problems. And right away, as I'm looking at all those and I'm watching her, she looked like a very normal person. But as I'm watching her, I'm also seeing she's starting to tear up on some of these. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking, oh, man, we've hit on something here. That she's probably having a problem with mom. That has to do with chemical addiction. She's losing her home. She's having legal issues. There was the justice card in there and the judgment card in there. And again, you can start to put together things without knowing anything. You can look at the cards and say, this is what this particular spread is saying. And you can make it say, by what you're seeing there, you can see through the flow of cards that this is the message But if you don't know anything about that person, you don't know if that message absolutely applies to them or not. So as I do the reading, there are times where if I'm reading that person right on a personal level, I will see if it's upsetting them or something. I'll stop and I'll say, is there anything that you want to add about this or talk to about? And we went through that whole reading, and when she was done, she was crying, and she said, you know, the reason I came is because my mom kicked me out of the house because of my drug addiction, mm-hmm. and I have to go to court. I'm facing jail time, and I have this option to do this. And she said, thank you. It answered a lot of my questions.
And don't cash that check until next week.
And exactly. So in a sense, I don't really know all the time until I see the effect that it's having. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how to gauge that, other than to say I've seen so many times. I'd say the overabundance of times that I've read people, there's rarely been a situation where somebody said, gosh, that doesn't even apply to me.
Okay.
So.
Well, that begs the question too then, and Tim can attest to this because we've seen enough charlatans and frauds out there doing this stuff.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, we've seen enough people that have claimed to have abilities. And, oh, my, remember, Tim, that one gal who was, she'd hand out, everybody could draw one card mm-hmm. from her tarot deck. And then her whole tarot reading was, what does that card mean to you? And all of a sudden, it seemed like a Rorschach test to me. It was more like, oh, yeah, this is the justice. Oh, I feel like I'm being overused. Suddenly, it's picking your own brain. Do you believe that was a legitimate form of using tarot, or is that just allowing the person to apply? Because, I mean, every card in here could apply to me in one way or another right. in my own mindset, right?
Absolutely. You could pull any card off the top of the deck and find a way to make it apply.
Mm-hmm.
The cards by themselves are very general. Mm-hmm. It's when you put them all together in a flow that it creates something, or when it means something to you. Now, in a little different sense than saying, the example you just gave me would be like me falling into a deep depression and I need to go see a psychoanalyst. And mm-hmm. I go in and the first thing I say, well, so how do you feel? Well, I'm depressed.
Well, exactly. And that's what Tim and I were saying. I mean, it was more like Tim's like, dude, why don't they just go lay down on the couch? It's probably cheaper than paying for a tarot reading every week. And
exactly.
these people get addicted to it. Do you have clients that get addicted to what you do?
I've had several friends. I used to do a lot of readings at home just for friends and things like that. And I'd have a lot of friends that would come in and almost on a weekly basis ask to have a reading done. And there were times where I got the personal feeling that they were using that as a crutch, or they were right. trying to answer a question. And there were times I would find ways to politely not do a reading for them that given evening that they were over. I'd get too busy. Or, oh, geez, I've had three beers. I can't do a reading.
Friends don't let friends drink and do tarot.
That's
Is that
right.
the whole story? Well, Tim, I know you're more skeptical of this type of divination than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get too much deeper, do you have any questions for Scotty about tarot?
If we were to do a reading, you wouldn't ask me to pick a card, take a look at it, put it back in the middle of the deck, and then you'd have to find my card, right? That's not part of it?
Yeah. let's see. It was the devil card, right, yeah. Tim?
Mind freak! So, this isn't a magic show. I mean, you're not...
No.
You know. Now, is it more important? I know a lot of the people that use these cards, like for the... Well, I shouldn't say a lot of them do. I guess I've seen it both ways. Some people don't want anybody to touch their cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then some want the people to transfer their energy into the cards by shuffling
right.
them themselves and drawing out their cards.
Right.
Which works best for you?
What I generally have people do is I will have them shuffle the deck for me three
mm-hmm.
times. Or I'm sorry, I'll shuffle the deck. I'll have them split the deck for me three times. For me, that infuses a little bit of their energy into the cards. And I'm not too wacky about this stuff. And I suppose almost anything you'll say in any direction on this, you can offend somebody out there that's listening who says, oh, well, I do it this way or I've heard it done that way. I don't like people to mess with my cards when I'm not using them. I'd mm-hmm. rather not have people touch them. I have a firm belief that we all give off energy of a certain kind. And I'm not wacky about my spiritual beliefs. Yeah, I don't go overboard with that stuff. But for the most part, I say, don't touch my cards politely, unless I ask you to.
Right.
In that's more of a controlled setting. It's kind of like, you know, having a loaded gun in the house and saying, you can go play with it anytime you want, or use it under my supervision.
All right. Well, Tim, we're going to be heading off to break here in about a minute. Why don't you go ahead and give out the phone number. Go ahead and give a call in if you'd like to have a reading with Scotty. You can think up a question that you'd like to deal with, and Scott will try to get you some information when we come back after the break. What's the phone number, Timmy?
952-830-1470. Once again, it's 952-830-1470. 830-1470. There's no excuse why you can't dial long distance. You know you all own cell phones.
And we're on late, so it's free for you right now. Yeah, so really. Give us a call in. You can talk to Scotty, and we'll be doing the readings when we come back from the commercial break. You're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We'll be back with more and your readings right after this.
Are UFOs real? Does Bigfoot exist? Was Emily Rose really possessed? Who is the next American Idol?
She bangs! She bangs! Oh, baby, when she moves, she moves.
Thank
I'm
you.
Wasted by the way
Thank
she...
you.
We try to answer these questions and more each week on The Darkness on the Edge of Town.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit SupernaturalNews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness Monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
Do you hear loud moans and banging on your walls? Next time, pay for the better hotel room.
Oh, no more Yankee, my winky. The donga need food.
Welcome back to The Darkness on the Edge of Town with your hosts, Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Our phone lines are currently full, so if you have an interest in getting a reading with Scotty, just keep trying. After you hear us hang up with one of the guests, just make sure to give a call in. We'll try to fill that spot. I don't know how many we're going to be able to fill in. We're going to do one question and make them quick. Let me ask you real quick before we get to the reading, yeah. So, Scott. You know, the one gal that was handing out the one card, and I noticed on your site there's the Celtic Cross reading. How many different setups are there for doing readings?
Oh, man. And there's people making up new ones all the time.
Oh, really?
The Celtic Cross is the one that I like to use. It's just I'm most familiar with it, and I use it. And I use a three-card spread that's just which is what we'll do tonight, a present, past, and future. And I would say I've seen probably 25 different spreads that I've at least tried to use.
Is it just whatever makes the reader more comfortable, the way that they can understand the cards and...
Not necessarily, because you could do a 78-card read practically and have every card out there in a reading, and what's going to make the person comfortable is how you're delivering the message that you're seeing. The cards themselves, I think the way you put it down, most people, of course, when they're coming and paying for a tarot reading and you say, I'm going to read two cards for you, they're going to go, wow, I'm not getting my money's worth here. But I think it's a perception thing. So I don't think the kind of spread matters all that much. There might be some people out there that say, oh, yeah, it sure does for this. I've never run into that because I pretty much stick to one form, and I use the Celtic Cross or a three-card spread read.
The three-card Monty works good, and that's what we're running tonight.
Is.
And let me ask you one other question. Now, I noticed when you pulled cards,
yes.
Some cards come upside down. Does that have a different meaning if they're upside down than if it was any other way?
I've heard different schools on that. I used to read, when I first started, reading the reverse as an absolute reversal in the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've come to read, I've read a lot of stuff that says, you know, there can be both positive and negative meanings in any spread. And so the card, if it comes up upright or in reverse, I generally read all the meanings into it. Here's the positive, and there can be some of this negative in here if you're not careful.
Okay.
And that's the idea. So I don't really read a strict reversal.
Well, let's go ahead, and we're going to take our first call. Who do we have up first, Timothy?
We have Sarah on the line. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I guess I was just looking for some direction in relationships, kind of both love and friendship.
All right. And by the way, that's the way I like to keep the questions coming, is if you're going to ask the question ahead of time, keep it as general as you can, looking for a little insight. So it's something on a little direction. What I'm going to do is I'm going to shuffle three times for you, Sarah.
Okay.
And what I would normally have you do, if you were in my presence face to face.
Pardon me. Mexican for lunch.
Olay. What I would have you do face to face is, after I shuffle three times, I'd have you take the deck and break it three times for me. So all I need you to do now is just concentrate on what's on your mind, and let's see where this takes us. I'm gonna shuffle one more time.
Now, do you do a lot of your readings over the phone, Scott, or is it more face-to-face do you prefer?
I do. I prefer face-to-face because it's easier to talk to somebody face-to-face, but I've done an awful lot of them on the phone as well. I find the phone to be a little distracting, only in the sense that you can't look into somebody's eyes. And I like to – that's part of what I do when I read, like with Sarah here. If she were sitting with me face-to-face, I'd probably lay out a full 10-card spread and be able to look into her eyes and see how she's feeling about things. So, in a sense, I'm reading her as well with the cards.
Okay, good. We'll mention that,
Sarah,
after this reading.
I've got it just shuffled here. Your first card is going to be, it's the death card. That's your present. Now, one important fact to remember is the death card doesn't mean literal death. Death card means it's death to one thing and the opening up the door to something new. Death in this life, when it's physical death, means passing on to something else. If you are a spiritual person, you know that there's something else that lays beyond. You're convinced of that. So the death card in this instance would tell me that in your very present situation, and this is a snapshot of the moment, this is right now, this moment, the present is death, meaning something is coming to an end or needs to be brought to an end so that something new can begin. Your recent past is the moon card. And the moon is something that it's uncertainty, it's fluctuation, it's intuition perhaps that's been building in you over whatever your situation was. And it's a time where there can be moodiness and dreams and things like that.
Okay.
Your future card is the Seven of Cups. And this is the card that in the deck I use the Golden Tarot. It's got a woman holding up a sheet and it's got seven cups filled with various different kinds of things. And the Seven of Cups in the near future means you've got a whole world of options out there to choose from. And the important thing to do is, and as general as this sounds, the important thing to do is to find the best option that works for you right now in whatever your situation is. Rely on that intuition from the Moon card in your past. Mm-hmm. Look at what's going on in your present, which is there's a change. It's either a change that needs to happen or it's a change that's inevitable. It's happening and you're in the midst of it. Something old is closing off and something new is beginning. It could mean, it could be with the same person, it could be with somebody else, it could be something totally different. But something is closing off and something new is starting, and the Seven of Cups says you got a ton of options. And but exercise your options wisely in order to choose the right path to go.
Okay.
So where that's very quick and very general, I think that gives you an idea, and it's without even saying anything, and it's pretty clear cut as to what the guidance being thrown to you is.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Sarah?
Yes, it does.
So you see that there's big change coming for you from what you've known.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, yep. Yeah, sorry. And Dave, I just wanted to say I'll see you Thursday.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey. We're hitting right. Portillo's, huh?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you.
Take care, sweetheart.
Good luck with everything.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's my buddy out of Illinois. She's going to take me out for Portillo's. If you ever get out to Illinois, I know Tim's sweating it on me
what
now.
What the?
Portillo's is the best hot dogs and beef and cheddar, Scotty.
Oh, nice.
It's the greatest thing in the world. All right, who do we have up next?
Hold on, let me have a moment here. Okay, I have more than Portillo's. I'm moving on. Line two is Bridget.
Bridget,
Hi.
How are you? Thanks for joining us on the show.
Hi, I'm very good. How are you?
Good. All right, what's your question here for Scotty?
Basically, I have some goals in place between now and the end of the year, and I'm just kind of getting a general listing of how do you think things are going to pan out between now and December.
All right. Let me do the same for you that I did for Sarah, Bridget, and that's I'm going to shuffle three times. And I want you, while I'm doing this, just to concentrate on what you're thinking about. And
me again.
Tim is over there.
Breaking cards.
GasX. Somebody get me GasX.
Making the studio worthy.
See, now, Tim, if this was the first time you were having a reading done, and the first card out of the chute is death, do you pretty much want to end the reading, or is it just
I call my doctor.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Does that happen to you often, Scott?
Death card first?
Yeah. How does that look when people's faces, the first card you throw out is a death card?
When you throw out the death card or the devil card or something like that, they get pretty worried. And I have to explain right away what that means.
Excellent.
And Bridget, in your reading here, keep in mind that when I'm having you concentrate on this and I'm shuffling, which I just kind of messed that one up, when I'm shuffling, there is something that's guiding the cards, and that's what I believe, is that it's not just a random shuffle of the deck, but that we're all connected somehow to the universal. And I'm not kind of wacky, new agey about my stuff. No offense to anybody out there who is. But I believe that that your spirit guides speak through the cards, and God speaks through the cards, and it's a tool. So... here we go. I'm going to cut the deck three times now for you. This is what I would have you do were you sitting here.
Okay.
And let's lay out your three cards. Your card of the present is the Star. And the card of your recent past is Strength. And the card of your near future is the Wheel of Fortune. Now,
Wheel!
Big money!
Fortune!
Big money!
Good job. We've got the big money slot on there tonight. The Star card, this is your present. And the Star is something that talks about hope. It's good fortune. It's faith in building a better future for yourself. It's saying that things are going pretty darn good for you in the present. If not externally, at least internally, you've got a grasp on where you're going. In the picture that's depicted on the card, it's usually got a woman and she's got two pitchers. And she's pouring water from one pitcher to the other. These two pictures just represent the balance between the emotional life and the rational life. So it's saying that you're finding a bit of balance and that there's hope that's coming out of that, there's good things coming out of that, there's good fortune for yourself. And you even loathe using the word fortune when you're reading cards, so nobody misinterprets. But it's good things that are coming.
So you basically told her she should go buy lottery tickets, sell her house, and she'll be rich.
Or if it's in relation to a job or your future or goals that you have set, I have no idea of knowing what those are. It's just saying that the goals that you're putting in place are either building this hope for you or these are your hopes that are – you've got a and let's go to the recent past card, the Strength card. Says your recent past has been built on strength, meaning, and that's just take it at the surface value of that. Strength means lack of weakness. There's strength, and strength that's so much so that it's a strength that also allows you to enfold those that are around you and protect them. It's that protecting strength, and it's that strength that comes from inside. So if you look at that recent past building into your present, saying there's some kind of a strength that has put you in a position to have either hope or be building your hopes, be building your fortunes, be building things for a better, for something better that's going to happen. That leads you to your near future card, and this is the Wheel of Fortune. And let me say to everyone, and you too, Bridget, the near future card is something that hasn't happened yet, so it's mutable, it's changeable. It's something that might change later depending on how you react to what's going on around you. It has not happened yet. But your potential near future in this is the Wheel of Fortune, which is a card that is a turning of events. It's as that wheel turns. It's the idea that what you lose on the downswing, you gain on the upswing. And so it's a cycle of life. It's a card representing cyclical things. So it's saying that the strength that you've had that's built into these things that are going to be happening in your present with the Star card, these positive things, that this is representing a cycle of events that's starting to turn. And sometimes this stuff isn't spectacular. It isn't miraculous. It's just the natural turning of the course of events in life. And that's what the Wheel of Fortune stands for.
Oh, it's great.
I hope that helps.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bridget.
Good to hear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know, Tim. Is it just me, or do you want Scott to come home with you and just rub your tummy and talk to you at night till you fall asleep?
I know.
His voice is so soothing.
A
nice
glass of warm milk.
I know. Yeah. And a little Scotty by your side.
Dave, will you wear the little sailor outfit?
I will. I'll wear the ducky pajamas.
Oh, I've seen those.
Hey, which reminds me, for those of you interested in that are attending the Stanley event, we do have Stanley merchandise up now at our website at Darkness Radio or darknessevents.com. Click on the Stanley and you'll see it in there. And we've got a cute new image by Maz. He put together a new image. It got me out in the front yard chasing Tim, and I'm in my ducky pajamas with my axe, and Tim is running away.
I want a little word balloon that says, hey, hey, hey.
Tim thinks he looks like one of the fat Albert.
I look like the white fat Albert in the image. You got to see it.
No good. Yeah. We are sold out on the Stanley trip. Just let me make that quick mention. We're also sold out. We're sold out on the Queen Mary. We only have Rolling Hills available right now for the second weekend in November. Tickets are going fast. It's all TAPS members, and I don't mean every TAPS member will be there, but it's all TAPS members leading the ghost hunts. You've got Jason, you've got Grant, you've got Dave Tango, you've got Steve Gonzalez, and you've got Heather Drellett that'll be out there, and then Tim and I will be out as well. So please come out, take a look at it, darknessevents.com. Who's our next caller, Tim?
Disguising himself as a cute chick who wants a reading, here's Mike. Hi, Mike.
All right, Mike, and we're going to take a couple more calls here offline, too. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. How you
doing? Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
I have a question in general. My career at this point is somewhat at a crossroads, and it's at a bit of a point of uncertainty, so I'm just wondering what are the general conditions that you see in and around that.
All right. Let's do what I've done for everyone else. I'm going to have you just concentrate on what you're thinking about on this, and I'm going to shuffle three times for you, and you just think about what you want to know. Let me also say to everyone who's listening, you too, Mike, is that sometimes I have found that a specific question like that will be answered, or asked, I mean, and you'll get a completely different answer. What I have found is when that happens, sometimes your spirit guides say, that's a great question, Mike, but here's what we need you to know, which might be something different. And in the cases where that's happened, I've seen that it's also been very accurate to the person, but it wasn't what they asked. So I don't know if that's what we're going to get. I just thought it was a good time to say something like that while we were shuffling. Right. I'm going to cut the deck three times for you. This is what I'd have you do. You're putting the hand on the cards. Would, in a case of face-to-face, put a little bit of your energy into it. All right, Mike, on your question, your first question is, the Knight of Coins is in the present. The Hierophant is in the recent past. And Temperance is in the near future. Now, the Knight cards, let's go to your present first. The Knight of Coins, Knights always represent visionary, moving forward, pursuing something, making things happen. The knights were the visionaries that would be like the guys, put in a different context, the guys in the wagon train that would head out a day ahead of time and scout the area. That's what knights represent. They're these kinds of characters. This is a card that's telling that you're making progress towards your goal. The presence of the coin in this, coins or pentacles, if you will, generally, that suit represents finance or things of investment, and I have said where it doesn't necessarily involve finances, it has something to do with something that you're investing, either of heart or of material things or of effort or of skill. So the presence of the Knight of Coins in your present says that you are presently pursuing a course that is working very hard toward progressing toward your goals. And that you're going to get where you want to be as long as you maintain that path that you're doing. The Knight of Coins moves along and makes things happen. It's the capacity to work long and hard towards your goal. So that's what that represents. I'm going to wager a guess that you are probably work very hard toward what you're trying to accomplish, because this card in your presence says that's at least right now, in this snapshot of this moment, that's where you are. You're working towards making something happen. The Hierophant is in your recent past, and this is the card that's got, in my deck, it's got a bishop on it. And all this card is really saying is that it's okay to look towards somebody who might be able to give you some guidance. So in your recent past, you might have been looking toward, and where this is very general, you could say to anybody, if you're working on your career, you've probably gotten some guidance from somebody. What impresses me when I see a card like this is that where you may have done that, this card might be reaffirming that in your recent past, you have been looking to somebody to help you with guidance. The presence of the Hierophant is a spiritual card. It could be a pastor. It could be a priest. It could be just a mentor. Or it could be very much so the energy that's within yourself, that you've had to look to some kind of guidance or develop that guidance or become the Hierophant or the counselor to yourself in order to make things happen. So in the recent past, you've sought good counsel, either outside or internally, to pursue this goal. And then in the future, the near future, and again, this has not happened yet, But you've got the Temperance card. And this is a card that talks of cooperation. It's a card that talks of maybe compromise or moderation. This, again, has, like the last card that we saw, two cups where the woman is pouring water from one to the other. And one cup represents emotion. The other cup represents rationale. And the water that she's pouring in between is the emotion that you're balancing between those two cups. You're pouring it from rationale to emotion and back and forth and keeping this even keel, this steady balance of the emotion between the two. So this is telling me that you're working toward a goal, you've had some good counsel, you've either thought it all through very carefully and counseled yourself, or you've had good counsel in the past. You're working toward that goal, you're plodding toward a very good end on this, but what you're going to encounter in the future is this need to be temperate, to balance your emotions against your rationale. Like, say, if it's an entrepreneurial effort or something like that, you might have to balance your passion for something with what you know to be right or wrong about something. So,
wonderful reading. Thank you.
Hope that helps.
Thank you, Mike. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to keep loading up the lines for a little bit, if that's all right with Scotty. We'll take some more calls after the break, and then we're going to talk about your book and the adventures of Tam O'Hare. So stick with us. You're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town. We'll be back with more and more of your readings right after this.
It will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I got to pay.
Just don't get any on the floor. Hurry back. There is more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
If you read Taps Paramag every month, You'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit SupernaturalNews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
If it weren't for ghosts and aliens, these guys wouldn't be getting any action at all.
Yeah, baby!
I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Welcome back to The Darkness on the Edge of Town with Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
And welcome back to the show. Our guest this evening is Scotty Roberts, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, he's a writer, a photographer, an artist, and a tarot reader located here in Minneapolis-St. Paul, but he does a lot of his business over the phone. If you're interested in talking to Scotty and getting a full reading, you can contact him at 651-493-9738. Again, that's 651-493-9738, or you can go to our website at darknessradio.com. Click on the show tab. You'll see a beautiful picture of Scott up there with his Tarot Readings by Scotty logo. Just click on that. It'll take you to his website, and you can email him there as well. And it's your MySpace website, I believe it's set up to, right?
Yes, that's my MySpace.
And that is, if people want to go directly there, it is MySpace.com/Tarot by Scotty.
Tarot by Scotty, all is one word.
Okay. All right, great. Well, let's take our next caller. Tim, who do we have up next?
We have Jen up. Hi, Jen.
Hey.
How you doing, Jen?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling. What kind of question do you got for our boy Scotty this evening?
I want to know career-wise where I am heading.
All right. Well, let's see. I'll do for you what we've done for everyone. Just think about what you want to know. Concentrate on that. Again, you're communing with your God, your spirit guides, your angels. So think about what you want to know, and they're not going to lead you astray. And that's my firm belief in the cards. So I'm shuffling while you're thinking about that.
Okay.
And again, if you were face-to-face with me, I'd have you cut the deck. I will do that for you.
Remember, Jen, jacks are wild, and threes and aces get thrown out in this hand. So.
Trips are better to win, too, I think.
I was going to say, when I mentioned cut the deck, Tim started snickering.
Yeah, I did. That's good comedy.
Ole. All right, Jen, here we go. Your first card, the card of your present, is the Fool. don't take that personally. The Eight of Cups is your recent past, and the Page of Swords is your near future. Now, the Fool card, this is kind of a fun card. I've always liked seeing this card, only because it's a card that represents the start of a phase. It's a leap of faith. When you see in a lot of the card decks, it's got the Fool, he's running along, walking along, whistling a tune, a happy tune, and his foot is one foot over the cliff, and his dog is trying to bark him to distract him, of course, his next step is off the precipice.
Yeah, that's about right.
The idea with this card is taking a leap of faith, moving into something that has some unsurety about it. It's, in a sense, it's you taking a precarious step into something, and you have no idea what the outcome is. So it's a risk-taking is what this card represents. Mm-hmm. So... sometimes people might take this Fool card and mean, oh, I'm making foolish decisions. It doesn't necessarily mean that. This card just might represent the fact that you are taking some measured, precarious steps towards something. There's a bit of angels rush in where fools or fools rush in where angels dare to go. There's that idea behind this card, is that you're moving into something and you might not be fully taking account of the full risks that are involved. So you're taking risk at what you're doing. That's in the present. The Eight of Cups is your recent past. Now, the Eight of Cups has got the guy walking down the street. The moon is high in the sky, and he's got his little knapsack over his shoulder. And in a very quick nutshell, what this card represents is that you're moving on from something to something new. You're in a sense, you're turning your back on something old. It might be something that's grown intolerable, something that's outlived its usefulness for you, but what you're doing is you are moving down the road towards something new, leaving everything behind you with your kit bag on your back. And that's your recent past. And that's moving you into this present we just talked about, which is that risk-taking. And now, the Page of Swords, this is your the card of your near future. And as I had mentioned earlier to everybody else, this is a card that has to do with things that have not happened yet. And so this is something that is yet to come for you. And it's something that you can change, or it's something that you can make happen depending on how you act from this point on out. Now, the Page always represents a message of some kind. They were messengers, either good or bad messages that are being sent to you. And this is a card that's talking about that you're going to have some really careful decisions that you're going to have to make. It's going to require your clear thinking, some level-headedness. And it's really important to keep a proper sense of perspective, which, in a sense, flies in the face of your first card, saying you're risk-taking, but you got to keep things in perspective. If you don't, you might be that risk-taker that walks off the edge.
So keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
There it is.
Long-distance dedication.
That's right. Scott, well, thanks a lot for calling in, Jen. I hope that was helpful for you.
Yeah, I think so.
Good deal. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Scotty, I got to ask you a quick question before we take the next call. Most of these are positive. Do you ever get a pop-up like this and it's hang yourself? You have no reason to live.
I've had a card where, again, it was a young one I actually knew, and it was a card where it left her in tears because basically her reading said to her, you are destroying yourself by the way you gossip, by the way you treat your friends, and people are starting to look down on you. There's loss of reputation, and she was very upset.
All right, let's take our next call here, Tim. Who do we have lined up next?
Next caller is Deb from Alabama.
All right, and I think this might be our last call. We'll try to get through it real quick, and if we have time, we'll take the last one if we can. But go ahead, Deb.
Hi.
Hi, Deb.
Listen, got a question. I wonder exactly where I'm heading.
All right. That's a general enough question that we'll see what comes up. Let me shuffle for you.
Well, I don't even need to know. I think she's heading off to Louisville, Kentucky next weekend for the Mid-South Paranormal Conference.
Yes, and, I will see you there.
And Savannah, Georgia for Ghost Talk with Patrick Byrne. See, I'm psychic.
And Dave is a seer.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
All right, last shuffle. And once again, I'm going to divide this deck for you. And now, everyone, keep in mind, too, if we were face-to-face, we'd be spending a little more time. So
you're so romantic.
This is pretty general.
That's okay. I'll take what I can get.
All right, your card and your present is the Two of Swords. And this is the card that has the woman sitting with the two swords crossed in front of her. The Two of Cups is your recent past, and Judgment is your near future. Now, the Two of Swords is a card that says you're at an impasse. In your very present, it could be just today, it might be a big issue, it might be a little issue, something in your very present snapshot saying these two swords are crossing, and it's creating an impasse for you, and you don't know which way to go, and you have to be very careful about how you choose which way to go, which in and of itself is a very general card because everybody's got decisions to make every day. But this is coming up in your general query of, I think it was, which way am I heading or where am I going, what do I need to do? This is saying that right now in your present, you're feeling like you don't know where to go. You're at an impasse. You might have a couple of options that are good, and nothing is going to create itself or give you a clear-cut path until you actually, at that step of faith, step out and make your decision, and everything else becomes obsolete. So you've got a decision to make.
Right.
Your recent past is the Two of Cups, which is the absolute card of relationships in the deck. And this might have something to do with a past relationship. The Judgment card is your near future, and this is a card that just says, I'm standing, and I'm using the term figuratively, I'm standing naked and open in front of everybody. I'm ready to be scrutinized and judged. Go right ahead because I know where I stand and I know what I believe. That's a card of your near future.
All right, Deb, does that make sense for you?
I hope that helps.
Yeah, it sure does.
Good. All right,
so you're at an impasse, but you're going to be in a place where you can withstand the scrutiny because you know that you've been judged and you know where you stand.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling in, Deb. I appreciate it.
Hey.
And for those for those of you on hold, I'm sorry, we're going to have to wrap up. We've only got a few minutes left here with Scotty, and I've got to talk to him. He's got a great book that has come out, and it is called The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare. There's a link for it. It's a great fantasy-style novel. Correct. I mean,
yes.
Is that the best way to call it? It's juvenile fiction, historical, Renaissance. It's just a great book. Tell us a little bit about the characters and what transpires here for us.
All right. This is a little book that I wrote, and it really has not much to do with Darkness Radio.
Right.
But it's got some paranormal elements in it because that's things I like. And if you're interested, you can go to, by the way, tamohare.com. It's just TAMOHARE. There is a link on there that will redirect you to the MySpace site. It's all about an Irish lord in the 1560s looking for a little girl who's been stolen by the fairy folk. And these are not your fairy folk of storybook like Tinkerbell. These are your Irish and Celtic fairies. They've got a little more darkness about them. And it's all the adventures he goes through. And the whole tale is anthropomorphized. So Tam O'Hare is a rabbit. His young squire, squirrel squire, is Horatio McNutt. There are.
That sounds like a great porn name, doesn't
I think
it?
I saw a movie with Horatio McNutt. Actually, yeah, I seem to remember that one.
And there's historical background to it that's very accurate with Queen Elizabeth and Mary Queen of Scots and John Knox, and they're all handled very accurate to history, other than the fact that they're animals in this story. And so it's a fanciful tale set atop accurate history. And it deals with the fairy folk, and it deals with pirates and high seas battles and all of that.
And these could be purchased anywhere from Barnes & Noble to Amazon.com.
Yes. And right now the paperback is out, and you can buy it online. You can go to my MySpace site and buy it through Barnes & Noble, and that's just MySpace.com/Tam O'Hare. In November, December, the hardback version of this is coming out, and that's going to be distributed worldwide. So that'll be everywhere. And just 2 weeks ago, we signed a contract with our publisher for book two. So
congratulations.
Next summer, we'll have book two coming out. Tam O'Hare and the Banshee of Ballyglenmorough.
Scotty, we've had a good time having you here. And talking to Tim during break, I think what we'd like to do is try to have you come back maybe once a month to do some readings. You certainly light up the phone lines for everybody.
I'd love to.
So we'll talk to you about that. And again, for those of you that are interested in talking to Scotty off air and doing readings with him, he's very affordable. You spend a great time with him. And again, you get to listen to those dulcet tones talking to your ear.
Yes, you do.
And you can reach Scotty at Tarot Readings by Scotty by calling him at 651-493-9738. Again, 651-493-9738. Tell him you heard him on Darkness on the Edge of Town Radio, and he'll charge you double.
Hey,
no, wait, that's not
what's
going to. But you can do them there, or if you're local here as well, if you're in the Minnesota area and you'd like to do a reading, you can do live readings
absolutely
as well, correct? Is it Scotch and Cookies night at your place?
Scotch and Cookies on Thursday night,
all right. So you can set up with Scotty for that. And again, the links are on our website. We'll keep them up there till next week. So if you have anything that you'd like to talk to Scott about and you'd like to get more readings, please check in. And also, please check the schedule with our show. We'll try to have Scotty back here at least once a month or once every other month to do readings for an evening. And we appreciate all of the interaction with the listeners this evening calling in and being a part of this. And also, check out the book. You know, right now, stories like Harry Potter are so popular and all the different fanciful stories out there. And Artemis, what is it? Artemis Fowl. Stories like that. This is a great one to follow up with your kids. It's a great new adventure series. It's called The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare. And the author is Scotty Roberts. And that's S-C-O-T-T-Y, last name Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S. You can check it out at Barnes & Noble and any major bookseller. Stay with us. We're going to be back at the top of the next hour with our next guest, Mr. Patrick Burns, one of the co-hosts of Haunting Evidence on Court TV. Thank you very much, Scotty.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll be back right after this.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.